Hello everyone, my name is Kara Heenan, and today we will be talking to my mom, Mary, and my uncle, Harry. A very unusual aspect of their childhood was their father, also named Harry, who was a thief and constantly crossed the boundary of the law. We will be talking about him today.
Just give me a short summary of your dad. What words would you use to describe him?
Calm artist.
Yeah, con artist.
Gambler.
Gambler?
Oh. Liar.
Any nice words?
Generous. No?
Generous?
Yeah, he's generous.
Bipolar?
Bipolar. He liked kids.
Yeah.
He loved kids.
Kids and animals.
Yeah.
So, like, tell me one story of, like, a time he stole, or a few times he stole. One. That you never forgot?
Breyers.
Breyers ice cream.
He worked there.
Yep. We robbed Breyers ice cream. And then one time we had to go out, we stole film to buy food. We would go to the Acme. We would get a case of soda and put it under the shopping cart. And then we would line the shopping carts up with Polaroid film and sneak it out the door.
I remember that.
And then I used to take it to school and sell it to pay for the food.
Oh, he took it to school and sell it?
Yeah.
Oh, and he used to bring stolen ice cream to the nuns. They thought they were getting like, yeah. Remember back then, nuns didn't get ice cream?
Yeah.
And he brought it up to the school, and he was like top dog. They wrote notes in my copybook. Mary, tell your father to bring up more ice cream.
Wow.
I didn't know it was stolen.
The nuns forgave him.
They did? They knew it was stolen?
I don't know.
Oh, no, they didn't know.
So, Harry, he would take you to steal?
Yes.
Yeah.
How did you feel when you were with him stealing?
I didn't know any else. I didn't know anything better.
No.
So you weren't, did you feel like scared?
No.
No fear?
I didn't know any difference. They were doing it since I was 1 year old.
Uh-uh.
My grandfather used to take me when I was a baby on robberies. They used to put me in a car seat when they used to rob the place. They robbed the place with me. They robbed Coca-Cola factory.
I didn't know that.
And stole the safe.
So did he ever get caught before?
Yeah, he got caught for Breyers.
Yeah, he got caught when at the end he got fired, yes.
Nah, said he lost his pension.
Yeah, lost everything.
Lost everything, yeah. All over ice cream.
So tell me about your home life. Do you think there were certain aspects of it that motivated him to steal?
Gambler.
Genetics.
Gambling.
Genetics?
Well, mostly gambling. Football. He would lose money gambling.
He did?
Have to steal to pay it back, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In the genetics part, like, who did he get it from?
His father.
How did you know?
Harry remembers his father put stuff in his coat. They never went in the store without stealing.
Did you ever try to tell anyone that he stole?
No.
No.
Never.
I used to rob trains when I was a kid, and he used to come up and steal the stuff we stole. Gave us $2 a piece, sent us to the store.
What? What trains?
The trains that you stop up there at the tracks. We used to rob the trains.
Oh, okay. I didn't do it.
I was a train robber.
Talk about boundaries.
Yeah, he crossed them.
Crossed them.
So how did you feel about him? Did his stealing affect your relationship or how you felt about him?
I didn't know any difference.
Yeah, we brought up with it.
It was normal.
It was a normal thing. House getting raided. I remember them, those days.
Yeah, they always got raided. I raided every couple of months.
Cops always got raided.
Cops wanted money.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Came there for a payoff.
And he would run out the back.
Wow.
He would run out the back. That's what I remember. I didn't know they came for a payoff.
Yeah, sure. That's where they come over there. They bust the house. They look for some money.
Did he ever try to apologize to you for all that he put you through?
He did me.
No.
Never, he did me.
Never did to me. No.
He apologized to me.
What did he say?
He says that Harry got more than I did, and he wants to apologize for that.
I didn't get shit. So you got double shit.
Mm-hmm. He goes, your brother, he would call me up one time at work crying. He must have been some kind of, must have been on something. He must have been talking about what he did, because that's what he was, what he did for Harry, what he did.
Yeah, what did he do for me?
Yeah, probably.
Set me on a life of crime.
Yeah. Somebody probably mentioned, oh, then you have a daughter? What'd she get? And he's like, called me out crying. I says, don't worry about it now.
What's the point?
What's the point?
Did he teach you any good things in life?
No.
No.
That's no. Like,
no good lessons?
No. I can't think of any, did he?
None.
Maybe street smarts.
Yeah.
Yeah, street smarts to survive. Yeah. He was a survivor. Maybe that's what he taught us. Street smarts. But other than that, no. No good lessons.
I would have learned them anyway.
So how about your mother? Describe her. Did she knew about it, right?
Yeah.
So
she stayed.
She stayed?
Yeah.
Did she ever say why?
She probably shut a blind eye to it.
She left a couple times, went over Jax.
Did she?
Yeah.
Who's Jack?
Her brother.
Who was I at?
I don't know, man. She left twice. Dad went and got her and brought her back home.
Oh, I didn't know that, see? He remembers he's older than me. Was I little? I must have been really little. I don't remember Virginia Beach, do you?
Yeah.
See, I don't.
She wasn't... She was never scared. She was probably scared.
Her signs were when she had Harry. He brought a piece of paper over and said, sign this. I got to get a loan. I gambled the money away. That should have been her first sign right there.
He did that all the time.
Yeah, well, that was the first time you were. She was in
the hospital. Bought a brand new speedboat home. Back when I was a kid, it was out in the driveway. It was brand new. He bought it 1 week and then had to sell it the next week to pay for the gambling debts. 1 week he had a good week and bought a new speedboat. The next week he had to sell the speedboat to pay the gambling debt.
Did he like boats? Did he like boats?
Yeah.
Oh.
They used to go water skiing on Delaware River. He was the first one to water ski in the Delaware River back in the 40s. Pop was. He was the first person to water ski in the Delaware River.
I thought that was a photo op.
No. They used to go jets. They used to go ski. He had Century boats and Chris Crafts.
Yeah, he was spoiled. Yeah. He was spoiled.
Not growing up, he wasn't. He had it hard. He never went to school. Stopped going to school when he was in seventh grade.
Yeah, that he did. So he said.
The house was a mess where they used to live.
So,
my mother
said,
and him were complete opposites.
So what else, Kyle?
How did they meet? Do you know?
No.
I think a bar.
Okay.
I think a bar. Nan went out and partied.
Everybody parties. Okay, what else?
She said he worked a couple jobs when she first met him.
He worked Pep Boys, he worked at Briars.
Yeah, he worked a couple jobs when she met him, so.
Yep, he was he did two tours in the war. He's got medals and all. He did two tours in Second World War. He went to Germany and then he came back in and re-enlisted and went to Japan.
I know this. So.
He said we got a brother over there, Chinese brother.
Oh, I remember going to Delaware with him with no tax when VCRs first came out. He bought the big screen TV, VCR. My mother got a microwave. He never got a bill.
No, the guy died. The salesman died of a heart attack right after we bought the stuff. We never got the bill.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
The salesman dropped dead the next. He was lucky. Put that in there, too.
Put that. He was lucky. Yeah, that's one. Yeah, he had luck.
Yeah, I can tell.
He had luck.
So you told me a story before about how he used to get kids from...
Orphanage.
Yeah, like
the goofballs that they were. They went to an orphanage and the kids would scream. Then they wonder why the kids would be screaming to go back. Here the orphanage thought, well, here's a lovely couple wanting to adopt. They never adopt any of them. They thought they were doing good, but they weren't. Then they told them not to come back. Every weekend they took kids out for what? To tease them. They were told not to come back. You can't do that unless you have the intentions of adopting one.
They were going to adopt them. I don't know if they got the right one.
Oh, they were?
I don't know.
I don't know. But I doubt it.
You're guessing now. That's guessing. All right, Carol, what else?
He did go to the orphanage and take kids out. Yeah,
St. Vincent's.
So...
He did like kids. He loved kids.
What are his experiences with kids?
I don't know. Not a lot. He just liked them. And everybody trusted him on this block, too. Everybody trusted him to watch their kids. Everybody.
He would sell you a stolen car on Monday.
Yeah.
And then he'd rob you again on Wednesday, and you'd shake his hand.
Yeah.
He was the king of the con man.
Yeah.
So, do you think good of him now?
No.
No?
No.
What about you?
Well,
I had to clean up his messes from the house next door. I got stuck with all his messes. I had a guy yell at me one time about a stolen car, so the state police took the car. I said, well, you bought the car for a guy named Hot Car Harry. I said, what did you think you were buying?
Why
even bringing this guy up?
I know. One thing they did give me, and I blame him, is my first car was a Mustang. I loved that car. And, you know, me and Dee Dee would go out during the day.
Yeah.
And he insisted that I give my neighbor the keys. He insisted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's his fault, right? He told me to. So really, it wasn't my car. It was just on loan. A neighbor came over and said, Harry,
yeah,
don't give that guy the keys.
All right.
He's driving reckless. I seen him. And he goes, Mary, give him the keys. And I said, I got somewhere to go. I can't. I'm taking Laura out. Well, I gave him the keys because I had to. And they wrecked my car. And he hid in the kitchen because he didn't have the guts to tell me that they wrecked my car.
Do you look back on all these memories and laugh? Do you laugh
mad
now?
I'm laughing about it now, but I was mad. I was crying. I loved that car. I kept it nice.
My grandfather passed away before I was born, but I still heard all of these stories about him throughout my life. Him crossing boundaries may have caused his loved ones a lot of trouble and despair, but his memories live on, and it's something we all look back on and laugh at. Thanks for listening.